And welcome back to Schuyler County High School. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. We're getting set for game number two of our quadruple header. South Shelby and Scotland County. The Lady Tigers and the Lady Birds playing each other. We'll go through your starting lineups for you as well. They are led by the senior Meredith O'Neill at 5'2". She's the team's leading scorer with 13 points a game. Shoots close to 40% from the field. As they also go through both of these lineups. They also have Mallory Wood on South Shelby, the 5'9 junior. The 5'7 senior Katie Mitchell, one of the captains on the South Shelby team as well. Amber Durbin, the 5'8 junior. And the 5'8 freshman, Emma Davin, wraps things up for the top five for South Shelby. For the Scotland County Lady Tigers, Kaylin Anders, Kylie Bradley Robinson, the sophomore for this team, Micah Cooley, the junior, Katie Feeney, for Scotland County, and Chloe Hamlin is the starting five for Scotland County. Head coach for Scotland County, Corey Schultz, and South Shelby head coach is Luke O'Loughlin in his fourth season with the Lady Birds. Ben Wittenstein, Cam Thomas with you. Cam, you got two games after this one coming up. Should be a fun rest of the night here from Schuyler County.
Yeah, we got a chance to talk to the two coaches before these two teams get ready to go in South Shelby and Scotland County. Coach Luke O'Loughlin really talked about the play of Meredith O'Neill, obviously the leader in every single offensive category for this team. He said, you know, she's going to do what she does all season long. He's not really worried about that. He's worried about getting her involved early, making sure that she gets early buckets. And for Corey Schultz and Scotland County, their outlook on this game is trying to get stops and making sure they do hold Meredith O'Neill to a minimum.
And the tip is won by the South Shelby Lady Birds. Diane Mays, another one of the starters for South Shelby. So they go right to left, do the Lady Birds wearing their visiting red uniforms and blue lettering and numbering with South Shelby written on the jersey. They almost turn it over. It's tipped out of bounds. And indeed, they do turn it over. Scotland County takes over. South Shelby, the four seed in this district bracket. Scotland County, the one seed. And it'll be the Lady Tigers ball moving it left to right, wearing their home white uniforms and blue lettering, Lady Tigers, written on the jerseys. It'll be Katie Feeney starting on the right wing. Up top it goes to Hamlin. Trying to bounce it left of the lane for Anders, and it's out of her reach, out of bounds. South Shelby takes over. Two-game win streak for South Shelby heading into this one. They're at 13-2 on the season. 1-5 as well in conference as they finally advance over the midcourt line to Katie Mitchell. Out to the right wing for Durbin. Back up top it goes Mitchell. Straight away three off to the left. Last touch by Scotland County, it looks like, and it will remain with South Shelby. South Shelby beating Milan to get here. Scotland County beating Putnam County. Three-point shot by O'Neill. Missed short, and the rebound. Scotland County, we're going to be saying Meredith O'Neill's name a bunch during this broadcast, and just like that, she gets the steal. One-on-one breakaway with Katie Feeney. Left side layup. No, but a foul as O'Neill goes tumbling to the ground on the baseline. She springs back up, gets a high five from her teammates, and heads to the foul line.
Meredith O'Neill plays so tough, and you know you can see right there on the defensive end, grabs that steal and goes coast to coast, goes to the lane, works through some contact, and tries to get to the charity stripe.
She's a 60% free throw shooter as her first free throw is up and clean. And South Shelby, the one to strike first. 1:06 into the first quarter. O'Neill has had double-digit scoring games in her last three games, coming off a 27-point performance against Milan as she misses her second. 1-0 South Shelby here in the district semifinal from Schuyler County. Ben Wittenstein, Cam Thomas with you on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Up top is Hamlin. She swings it right side to Feeney. Feeney has the ball above her head. Foul line pass goes to Micah Cooley. Cooley squares up back up top for Feeney. bit of a slower pace here for Scotland County. Left wing, Micah Cooley again. Bouncing it right elbow for Anders. Floater in the lane, bouncing it off the backboard and out. Rebound, South Shelby gives it off to O'Neill, and she likes to run. Dashing across midcourt. Stops to the right wing, hands it off. And now over it goes to Mitchell. Back right side, Davin. Ball above her head. The freshman fires a pass, free throw line for Mays. Trying to get it to O'Neill, but it's over her head. Out of bounds. And the ball back to Scotland County. Right now, Cam, it seems like both teams really trying to settle in to this semifinal matchup.
Yeah, you've seen some forced turnovers here early. I think, you know, both teams want to get in these half-court sets, try to convert early, get the easy bucket to get things rolling.
On the right wing is Cooley, bouncing it up top for Anders. Anders fakes the pass inside, finds Hamlin at the free throw line. Back out for Bondurant. Her three-point shot long, and it'll bounce out of bounds on the baseline. Back to South Shelby. 5:43 to play here in the first. South Shelby with a 1-0 lead. It'll be Lady Bird's ball as they move right to left. Full court pressure by Scotland County. O'Neill trapped, and she jumps trying to pass the ball, and she traveled because she didn't get rid of the pass.
When she was trying to tell her teammate, come closer to me, come closer, you had an individual that was closer to the half court line than she was to O'Neill.
So inbound for Scotland County underneath its own basket. Out to Cooley at the foul line. Kicks it right wing for Bondurant. Jabs right. We'll try to attack left. Now bring it back out with a right hand. Belt high dribble. Back up top. It goes for Cooley straight away. Ball above her head as she looks. Swings it right elbow for Hamlin. Attacks and kicks. Bondurant right corner. Pumps on the three. Pumps again. Decides to get it back up top for Anders. Now into the left wing for Hamlin. She curls inside. Floater. No, but a foul. And going to the free throw line will be Chloe Hamlin, the senior. For two shots with 5:15 to play in the opening quarter.
We saw South Shelby do it early when O'Neill got the steal and went on the other end and got to the free throw line. That's really sometimes what you need, you know, if you're not getting a lot of offense. Just take the ball to the rack, try to work through some contact, go to the charity strike and see if you can get a couple free throws.
Mr. First, Hannah Feeney will now check in, and Maddie Bondurant will check out. Hamlin, the righty, second free throw is good, and we are all tied up at one. 5:16 to play in the opening quarter. Full court pressure against Scotland County. South Shelby pass into O'Neill. She splits a double team across midcourt. Turns on the Jets to the basket. Left side layup bouncing out. And rebound Scotland County. The speed, though, by Meredith O'Neill on full display tonight. Off screen right goes Katie Feeney. Pass inside taken away by Mays, the steal by South Shelby and out to O'Neill. O'Neill again squeezes by two defenders out to the right wing. Skips a pass left wing for Mitchell. Three for her. Nothing but net by the senior Katie Mitchell. She shoots 31% from downtown and makes it a three-point lead for South Shelby at 4-1 with 4.5 to play in the first.
Great skip pass to the left side from Meredith O'Neill to set up that open three.
Into the corner, Katie Feeney. Her three-point shot to answer no, and the rebound South Shelby. Amber Durbin, the board. Miscommunication on the pass by O'Neill as the ball is loose, and then she trucks into Katie Feeney, and the foul called on Feeney. That will be the second team foul and the second personal on Feeney. As Emma Dobbin goes on to the bench for South Shelby, along with Mallory Wood. Oh, no, Mallory Wood will be the inbounder right in front of the South Shelby bench. It'll be O'Neill bringing the ball up. She scoots into midcourt, up the right side, into the right corner. The pass goes to Mitchell. She's trapped by a double team. Nowhere to go. Still trapped, looking, bouncing it to Mays, deeper into the corner. Lob pass to Wood, left to the lane. She takes it to the basket, and it bounces in. Nice layup, Mallory Wood. A great job there by South Shelby to escape some tough defensive pressure. They're now up 6-1, under four now to play in the first. On the right wing is Hamlin. Back up top, the ball goes to Hannah Feeney. Feeney picks up her dribble a little bit too soon. Tight pressure O'Neill. Bouncing it right wing for Cooley. And a timeout call. The smart one by Corey Schultz. It really didn't look like Scotland County had a point of attack. And we'll take the timeout with him. 6-1 South Shelby's lead. 3:44 to play in the first. Scotland County's ball when we get back in 30 seconds.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
6-1, South Shelby's lead early on here at Schuyler County in the district semifinal. Ben Wittenstein, Cam Thomas next to me, and out of the timeout, Scotland County, an easy basket. A wide open lane for Hannah Feeney. Easy layup for the freshman. Full court pressure, Scotland County down 6-3 now. O'Neill in the backcourt and tries the lava pass, almost taken away. O'Neill gets it back, but then loses it. And a wide open layup on the way from Bondurant, and she's fouled from behind. A little bit too slow on that layup attempt. But either way, she's going to the free throw line for two shots with 3:25 to play in the first.
Yeah, only one field goal made so far for Scotland County. They've got to do a better job of, you know, trying to get some offense working. But right now, getting to the free throw line is kind of what's saving them.
And it's looking like they're a little bit more confident in their offense as she hits the first.
It was the right time for that timeout call.
Absolutely.
Get a breather, kind of halfway through the first quarter. Get your legs back underneath you. Let's get back to the things that you're working on if you're Scotland County.
Two for two from the line, and this is the number one team in the district on the girls' side of the bracket, so you would expect them to come alive. Down one now. Mays carries the ball. Dribbled it a little bit too high, kind of chest level before she brought it down, so the turnover back to Scotland County. And this is exactly what you would want if you're Corey Schultz for the Lady Tigers. Call a timeout, get a quick basket, get a quick turnover, and now you get another turnover. Up top is Cooley, ball above her head. Finds Emily Dial off a screen on the right wing. Into the corner it goes to Bondurant. Back to Dial on the right wing. Looking for a teammate, still looking. Over back to Bondurant on the right corner. Pass up top, it goes to Anders. Skips a pass into the left corner for Cooley. Bouncing inside, she goes, and it's taken away by O'Neill, and she gets fouled from behind by Micah Cooley. And it's back to that Scotland County stalled offense. No really movement from them.
Right, and one thing that we talked to Corey Schultz about this before this contest was he wants to keep the ball out of the hands of Meredith O'Neill. He knows that they're going to try to continue to start the offense there with her. But they're doing a good job so far early. You know, she got the early 2 points on the free throw line. But besides that, she hasn't really been active offensively.
O'Neill only with 1 point so far tonight. And a turnover by South Shelby into the hands of Hannah Feeney. 2.5 to play here in the first. Scotland County down 6-5. It's their ball left to right. Cooley left corner. Excuse me, left elbow. But she had that foul called on her, which would mean three team fouls on Scotland County and two on South Shelby. Left wing is Dial with the ball above her head. Back to Cooley on the right wing. Looking inside, sees no one open. Goes left corner for Bondurant. Three for her. Swirls out. And the rebound, South Shelby, into the hands of O'Neill. Sprints across midcourt, into the left side. Double on her, but she skips right past it. Fires a pass right wing for Wood, into the corner for Mays. Mays looking, trying to skip past her defender. Back up top, it goes for Durbin. Straight away, three, off to the left, and the rebound, Scotland County. A minute 50 to play in the first. Scotland County yet another chance to go ahead in this one. Down 6-5. Anna Feeney, left side, into the corner it goes. Bondurant three this time, in and out. No, she's had some good looks. And they just haven't fallen. Rebound South Shelby, out to Wood across midcourt. Wood picks up the dribble, finds O'Neill straight away. Back to Wood on the left wing. We're under 90 seconds to play in the first quarter. Wood off a screen to her right. Right elbow. Picks up the ball, back bouncing up to Mays. Her three-point shot short. And it'll fall on the baseline, out of bounds. O'Neill tried to save it, but wasn't in time. And Scotland County gets the ball back. Minute 15 to play here in the first. 6-5, South Shelby's lead, Scotland County's ball. Anna Feeney into the right corner for Chloe Hamlin. Finds a cutting Anders in the right block. Tries to force up a layup. No, gets her own rebound. Tries to save it from going out of bounds. Ball loose. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Dial. And so the ball goes back to South Shelby. Inbounder is Mallory Wood. Finds Emma Dobbin, the freshman, into a double team. Still looking. Wood in the backcourt. Across the timeline to O'Neill. 55 seconds. O'Neill splits the defense in the lane. Kicks it left to the lane. For Rodemeyer, her shot, no, but the offensive rebound, Dobbin kicks it back out, O'Neill, free throw line jumper, no, off the heel, another offensive rebound to Rodemeyer. South Shelby second chance opportunity. 38 seconds to play in the first, O'Neill will reset the offense by the timeline. standing near that Ram logo at midcourt. Wood up top, jabs left, attacks right. In the lane, gets it poked and stolen away. Anders on the steal. Lob pass inside by Kekule, layup, no, missed it. Point blank.
It's a great find.
And the rebound, South Shelby, was a great pass. 15 seconds left. O'Neal across midcourt with 10, with 9, directing traffic. Crossover dribble with 8 to the basket. She finds Mays on the left block. Missed a layup with 4. Rebound Scotland County with 3. With 2, Hannah Feeney at midcourt with 1. She'll heave it up. And the fans want a foul, and they will not get one. 6-5, we go into the second quarter. South Shelby hanging on by 1 here on Crest.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
The Board of Education Administration faculty and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The first possession for Scotland County ends in a turnover as a travel called, and so the ball goes back to the Lady Birds. 6-5 South Shelby's lead over Scotland County here in the district semifinals. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Crest or on our website, centralmoinfo.com. We're glad you're with us here on this Thursday night for some fun district action. It's South Shelby moving it right to left. Red jerseys for them, blue lettering. Inside is Diane Mays. She tries to find a cutting wood, but it goes over her head in the baseline. Back to Scotland County. And this Lady Tigers team has had plenty of chances to pull ahead in this one. We ended that first quarter with about a two-minute, two-and-a-half-minute scoreless streak by both teams. Pass right elbow goes to Anders. To the basket. Layup too long. Rebound South Shelby. Scoring has been extraordinarily stagnant here in the past couple minutes by both of these teams. Dobbin left wing, up top for Mays. Squares to the right side to O'Neal, now to the right corner for Rodemeyer. Up top, Wood, ball moving around the arc. Now to Mays on the left wing, ball above her head for South Shelby. Back up top, it goes for Dobbin. Emma Dobbin, 3.4 points a game for her. She gives it off to Mays, back up top. It goes O'Neal, or Wood, three, no offensive rebound, no Rodemeyer. And now to Mays on the right wing. Second chance, South Shelby, 6.5 to play here in the second quarter. Ball finally finds O'Neal on the left wing. On her is Chloe Hamlin. O'Neal puts it on the deck, attacks, loses it, and now it's taken away by Scotland County. Anders on the steal, and she'll give it off to Katie Feeney, the junior. Feeney across midcourt. Pass right wing for Hamlin. Inside, the ball goes to Anders. She kicks it back out. Hamlin, long two, connects! And Scotland County has its first lead of the game. 7-6, Lady Tigers by 1, 2 minutes here into the second quarter. O'Neal across midcourt. Beltine dribble with the right hand. Hamlin on her, crossing over Hamlin to the left side, loses it but gets it right back near the timeline. Trying to direct traffic, crossing over again. Darts inside the paint, goes up and gets fouled on the layup attempt. And she'll be shooting two shots where she's 60% from the line for the season and 50% tonight. 1-for-2 from the foul line so far in this one. And her first free throw is good. Substitutions for South Shelby, Katie Mitchell and Amber Durbin checking back in. O'Neill at the free throw line. Second free throw is good, and South Shelby takes back the lead. 8-7, 5:45 to play here in the second. Skyland County with a left to right. White jerseys for them, blue lettering, red trim. Right side, Anders. Fakes the pass, bounces it back up top for Feeney. Katie Feeney up top, right-hand dribble. Really no movement on the offensive side for Scotland County. Very slow pace. Feeney up top on the right wing. This is Hannah Feeney looking for Katie Feeney. Finds Katie Feeney. Feeney high left side, bouncing it right wing for Cooley. Cooley has space. Now finds Anders at the foul line. She goes for a layup. Missed it off to the right. And the rebound goes to South Shelby. Trapped in the corner is Durbin, and a timeout quickly called by Luke O'Loughlin. And we'll take it with him. 5:01 to play in the first half, 8-7, South Shelby's ball when we get back.
Hi, this is Maddie Bondrett, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to encourage you to put on your blue and white and attend the Scotland County basketball games and other school-related activities. Student athletics work hard in participation for each game. As a student athlete, I appreciate the support that the school district, Board of Education, faculty, and staff gives us, and I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band members who are there cheering us on at each game. Go Tigers!
Back here at Schuyler County High School, Ben Wittenstein. It's an 8-7 South Shelby lead here on the girls' side of the bracket in the district semifinals. It'll be South Shelby ball out of the timeout. Scotland County did press to force that timeout, but now they're backed off. And it will be O'Neill across midcourt. Dribbles into the right corner, stops short of the baseline. Still looking down and into a double team. Kicks it off left side for Durbin. Left baseline double on her. Back to O'Neill. Up top the ball goes for Mitchell. Now left wing for Rodemeyer. Kaylee Rodemeyer up top to O'Neill. She'll hold it on her right hip. Now puts it on the deck. Angles to the right side. Finds Mitchell. Her jumper no. Rebound Scotland County into the hands of Micah Cooley. Outlets it out to Hannah Feeney up the timeline. Feeney straight away, bouncing it to Cooley right wing, ball above her head, looking for a teammate. Lots of screens on the Scotland County offense. Up top it goes for Anders, right wing Katie Feeney. Feeney, left elbow for Hamlin, bouncing it left corner, back for Anders. Back to Hamlin, back to Hannah Feeney. Left wing it goes Cooley. Still looking on the left wing, still looking right wing. For Feeney, now it goes to Anders, right baseline, back out Feeney. She'll line up a three, high arcing shot, connects! Hannah Feeney now with five, and it's 10-8. Scotland County, the two-point lead. 3.5 to play in the first half. Diane Mays on the right wing. Back to Rodemeyer. And she'll hand it off to O'Neill, on the right side. Zips a pass inside for Durbin. Tries to get it inside, but it's tipped out of bounds. Intended for Mays. And that ball will remain with South Shelby. As Ayala Humphrey checks in. And Katie Feeney checks out. Baseline inbound, South Shelby. Amber Durbin looking. Finds Mitchell in the left corner. Tight defense for the Scotland County team right now, especially on the perimeter. South Shelby shooting 27% from three. And O'Neill is a good three-point shooter in her own right. 25%, but she can get hot. In the right corner, Durbin driving baseline, tipped out of bounds. It will remain with South Shelby with 3:06 on the game clock here in the second. 10-8, Scotland County lead. Winner moves on to the district championship game. That will be played on Saturday, and the winner will get the winner of Knox County and Princeton. Inbound goes to Mays. Free throw line jumper is good. We're all tied back at 10. Under three to play in the first half. Across the timeline is Feeney. Finds Cooley on the right wing. Left wing, that ball goes to Dial. She'll attack and bounce it back to Feeney. Left corner, three for her. Off the mark, and Mays the rebound. Hands it off to O'Neill. O'Neill will sprint into the front court. Left side, left-hand dribble to the basket. She loses control, and a foul call down low on Dial. These Scotland County fans don't agree as she lost her footing and ran into a defender, and they call it a blocking foul on the ground. That'll be the fifth team and the first personal on Emily Dial. And a baseline inbound, South Shelby. Looking, finds O'Neill underneath the basket, into a double team, goes up, and blocked enough for a jump ball call. The arrow favors South Shelby. So a baseline inbound again. Obi Mays, the inbounder for the Lady Birds. Looking, tries to find a cutting O'Neill. It loses control, but saves it from going out of bounds. Durbin with it, and a whistle and a push from behind on Scotland County.
What a save over there, Ben, far side from Meredith O'Neill. I mean, putting her body on the line, and I think that's why she means so much to the South Shelby Cardinal team, because she is willing to play hard at any juncture of the contest.
She does that often, puts her body on the line. So an inbound as the sixth team foul on Scotland County. The next one will be free throws for the Lady Birds as Mays has it on the right wing into the corner for Mitchell. Pumps on the three. They are always looking for O'Neill, and O'Neill is always in motion. It's the complete opposite of the offense that Scotland County has run today. Lots of motion for South Shelby. The pass inside, deflected and taken away. Scotland County on the steal. It's Hannah Feeney who will bring it up. We're now under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Feeney straight away, still dribbling. Now attacking, right side to the basket, through traffic, layup, good. A nice composed take by Hannah Feeney as she leads all scorers with 7 points, and it's a 12-10 Scotland County lead. Minute 40 to play here in the first half. Up top is Wood. Mallory Wood averaging 7 points a game, one of the team's most talented players, according to the head coach, Luke O'Loughlin. Mays into the right corner for Mitchell. Up top, back to Wood straight away. She thought about a three, but doesn't take it. Off screen right, stops, tries to find a cutting Mays, and it's taken away by Scotland County. That's really been their bread and butter on the defensive side, is taking away those interior passes. And it's Hannah Feeney again bringing it up. Swings it left side for Micah Cooley. Cooley on the left wing. She'll reset. 12-10, Scotland County's lead. 60 seconds to play in the first half. Left wing is Bondurant. Attacks, floater in the lane too hard, and the rebound goes to Katie Mitchell for South Shelby. Off to O'Neill, sprinting across, into the right corner, Wood, cuts right baseline, stops underneath the basket, taken away and stolen, Scotland County on another steal. Anna Feeney bringing it across midcourt with a right-hand dribble, crossing over O'Neill, into the lane, to the basket, she tries to no-look pass to the right wing to Cooley, and it's taken away by South Shelby. 30 seconds, O'Neill into the front court, right-hand dribble, sees a line to the basket, kicks it out left wing. Mitchell's three off the heel, offensive rebound Wood. Back out to Mays with 20 seconds. O'Neill open left side to the basket, layup, no. And the rebound, Scotland County with 15 seconds. Across the timeline, Hannah Feeney with 13, a whistle and a timeout. Corey Schultz wants to talk things over with 13 seconds to play into the first half. 12-10, Scotland County's lead when we come back in 60 seconds.
4RD Sales and Service in Shelbina is known for great service and repair, also an authorized dealer of equipment proven dependable, such as the LS tractor. The P-Series LS tractor are heavy-duty utility tractors offering 72 or 97 horsepower, four-cylinder, low-consumption engine, five-year warranty, 20x20 synchro shuttle or 40x20 power shuttle, creeper gear, front wheel mechanical assist, and 547.50 or 1,000 RPM rear PTO. Excel in your field with an LS tractor from 4RD Sales and Service north of the overpass in Shelbina.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
And we are back here on Superstation Crest out of the timeout. 13 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Inbound for Scotland County to Hannah Feeney. She leads all scorers with 7 points. And the pass deflected out of bounds by Diane Mays. It'll remain with Scotland County with 8.4 on the clock. Got stuck under one of the seats on the South Shelby bench. And the inbound will be between the bench and the scores table on the near side right in front of us here at Schuyler County High School. Inbound goes to Katie Feeney. Right wing lobs it into the right corner for Hannah Feeney. Back to Katie Feeney. Open right wing three for her at the buzzer. Missed it short. And we'll go into the locker room with that Scotland County lead at 2-12-10. And we'll be back. We'll be able to hear from Milan head coach Andrea Dabney and her thoughts on her team's win. All coming up next on Crest.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Victory over Knox. We're with Andrea Dabney, head coach of the Milan Wildcats. After their victory over Knox County, they will head to the district championship. Coach, great game by Eddie Gonzalez tonight. You talked in the pregame about his impact on this team, not starting, but he's really embraced his role this year.
Eddie's done a great job. He's been a great leader. He doesn't just do things on the basketball floor. I mean, he does them at practice every single night. Great leader for us. He's embraced his role, and I can put him in any of those five positions that we need him to come into, and he adds a little bit of speed and a little bit of athleticism and kind of gives us a spark. Just about the time the other team is ready to kind of take a breath, oh, they're going to the bench. Sometimes Eddie makes us a little bit better. Even.
From the early going, you had the press going. It really disturbed Knox County. Is that how you like to play, really fast, up-paced tempo, get those stops in the defensive end, then it turns into offense?
Definitely. That's how we've played for the last 2 years. And the last three or four games, we've not come out that aggressive at the beginning of the game. We've been a little passive and kind of let the game happen and then just kind of eased our way into the offensive end. And I felt like tonight our guys came out ready to play at the beginning of the game and were attacking and closing traps, and then the other guys were doing a good job of covering the gaps, which is what we needed to get to some easy buckets quick, which kind of got our confidence going and kind of let things roll from there.
You talk about those easy buckets. The Dabney brothers down low did a great job of kind of getting things going on the interior in the paint, scoring a lot of second chance points. What'd you like out of them tonight?
I thought that both kids did a good job in there. I felt like they let them play good and physical, which kind of is to our benefit a little bit. I thought that they both were really aggressive in there. They packed it in quite a bit, so they didn't get a lot of touches in the half. half court. So the touches that they did get had to come off of offensive rebounds and stuff. And I felt like both Ryan and Nam did a pretty good job in there.
What do you feel like your team needs to work on heading into the district championship?
Well, I felt like tonight, for the first time that we've had in a long time, we went 2 and 3 minutes in kind of an offensive lull. So we're going to have to do a better job of continuing to be efficient in a half-court offense. You know, we're pretty good in the open court, but we've got to do a better job of being efficient in the half-court offense.
It's Milan head coach Andrea Dabney. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Girth & Basket Furniture in Memphis has been the hometown furniture store in Northeast Missouri for 115 years. Girth's has sofas starting at $499. A large selection of recliners and lift chairs, bedding from Sealy and Therapeutic, and all manners of flooring, from carpet to linoleum to engineered flooring. Plus, there are thousands of other surprises in every corner at the family-owned furniture store that's been making your house a home since 1904. Girth & Basket Furniture, floor covering and bedding in Memphis. Visit Girth's on Facebook and online at girthandbasket.com.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology and our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
Have big plans coming up? Getting ready for a holiday party or just need to get your weekly shopping done? Jay's Foods of Memphis is the place to get stocked up on all your groceries for any occasion. Jay's Foods of Memphis is a proud supporter of the Memphis community and encourages everyone to get out and help support the community in which you live. Jay's Foods of Memphis is open daily from 7 till 9. Stop in, stock up, and show your pride by proudly supporting your community and the area athletes.
We're upping our game and upping your UTVs and ATVs. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories is now proud to offer aftermarket products for your side-by-side, four-wheeler, and more. Choose from a variety of parts, accessories, tires and wheels, lifts, suspension, bumpers, rocker slides, and everything in between. On-road, off-road, or outdoors, make sure your ride stands tall and stands out with quality parts and customer service from Mayberry Farms in Memphis, Missouri. Get jacked up.
Halftime, Scotland County and South Shelby. It's a 12-10 Scotland County lead. Just going over some first half stats for you. On the Scotland County side, Hannah Feeney with 7. Anders with 2. Bondurant with 2. And Hamlin with 1. For South Shelby, led in scoring by Katie Mitchell with 3. O'Neill with 3 as well. Mallory Wood with 2. And Diane Mays with 2 of her own as well. A couple of sponsors want to thank for this broadcast. Scotland County R1 Schools, Girth and Basket Furniture Store, Jay's Foods, all of Memphis. For RD Sales and Service, Hines Body Shop, LLC. Harley Kropf, your shelter insurance agent, all of Shelbina. Niemer Telecom, internet service provider. O'Loughlin Incorporated of Shelbina, Macon, Marceline, and LaBelle. Shelby County, R4 School Districts of Clarence and Shelbina, H&R Block of Macon, Kirksville, Vandalia, and Shelbina, and Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. One more break, and we'll be back with the start of half number two on Crest.
The vehicle event Missouri waits all year for is here. It's Trade-A-Thon, only at the all-new Moberly Motors. No matter what vehicle you're driving, now is the time to trade, and Moberly Motors is the place to trade it. Because for a limited time, Moberly Motors will give you 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. That's right, 110% for your trade. Not to mention, it's also truck month, and nobody does trucks like Moberly Motors. Row after row of brand new Ram 1500s, 2500s, 500s, 3500s, Ford F-150s, Super Duties, 4x4s, diesels, duallys, and more. All with special truck month discounts, plus 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. And check out Moberly Motors reviews online. You'll see that Moberly Motors is most definitely the real deal. Get huge truck month savings and 110% for your trade for a limited time only at the all-new Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
And we're back here at Schuyler County High School, starting game number three. Or excuse me, starting quarter number two, quarter number three, half number two. So we get back to the action. The 12-10 Scotland County's lead over South Shelby. Scotland County starts with the ball as they move right to left. And right out of the gate, a little bit more movement from the Scotland County offense. And a jump shot cans in for Micah Cooley. That's the junior's first 2 points of the night. And it's the largest lead for Scotland County tonight at 4-14-10. On the other end, a pass inside to Mays, tipped out of bounds by Kaylin Anders. And it remains with South Shelby. Lady Birds moving left to right on your radio dial, wearing their red uniforms and blue lettering. Inbound goes to Katie Mitchell, the senior and captain, one of the captains on this Lady Birds team, has it on the right wing. Finds Mays at the free throw line, looking, kicks it back out to Meredith O'Neill, the senior and leading scorer on this team, has three. She launches from straight away, and it's her first three-point shot of the game to have 6 points on the night, 14-13. Scotland County's lead down to one. It's Scotland County's ball as Anders has it up top. Right side for Feeney. Katie Feeney, ball above her head, looking. Up top, back it goes for Anders. Anders up top again. This time shovels it off for Bondurant. Bondurant angles to the right wing. Right-hand dribble. She leans over the ball. Crossing over and attacking at the free throw line. Now left of the lane. Kicks it back out. Hamlin. Now it goes to Anders. And back up top for Feeney. She'll reset to Anders in the right corner. Curls inside. Stops and kicks it out under the legs of Hamlin. This will be back court once she touches it. And the ball back to South Shelby. An opportunity for the Lady Birds to take the lead. 6:21 left to play here in the third quarter. Up top it goes to O'Neill. O'Neill dribbling, belt high with the right hand. Slowing by the timeline as she directs traffic, looking and looking. Right side for Mitchell. Mitchell high by the timeline on the right side. Swings it left wing for Durbin, taken away and stolen by Micah Cooley. Her right side layup up and in. Excuse me, give that one to Bondurant. As South Shelby attacks on the other side. It's Bondurant's fourth point. Here's O'Neill for South Shelby. Now to Mitchell. Back to O'Neill on the left wing. 5:40 to play here in the third. 16-13 is Scotland County's lead. Left wing O'Neill. She holds the ball. Right side it goes to Diane Mays. Mays holds it on the right wing, into the right corner for Mitchell. Mitchell looking, nowhere near there. She's going to try to drive right baseline and stop by the tight defense by Katie Feeney. Back out to Mays. Ball passed up top, O'Neill. Very tough defensive game here for both of these teams as it goes to Mitchell up top. Mitchell looking to O'Neill. Free throw line pumps, goes up, second shot bouncing off the back rim and dropping. 16-15, South Shelby down one once again. Into the corner for Scotland County is Bondurant. Back up top for Anders. Anders bouncing it inside Cooley. Back to the basket, turns, hook shot, no too hard. Rebound O'Neill. Here comes O'Neill, dribble across midcourt. 4.5 to play here in the third. Left wing Davin. Dribbles into a double team. Picks up the ball in the left corner. Back up top it goes to Mays. South Shelby can take the lead here with a basket. Holding the ball is O'Neal. She'll attack. Bouncing it right corner. Mitchell. Three from her. Too hard. Trying to track it down is Mays into the left corner. She does. Back up top for Durbin. Now back to Mitchell on the right wing. Finds Mays. Right baseline goes to Durbin. Back to Mays at the foul line. Right side for Mitchell. Dribbles into a double team in the right corner. Bouncing it back out for Durbin. Attacks in the lane. Loses it. Picked up by Cooley. A steal by Scotland County. Under four now to play here in the third quarter. Crossing over. It's Katie Feeney kicking it right side. Hamlin open for three. Short. Rebound fought over and into the hands of Mays for South Shelby. 16-15. South Shelby still only down one. Here's O'Neal. Attacks right side. Stops. Trying to kick it out. No one home. Take it away and stolen. Bondurant on the steal, and it goes in back into the hands of Katie Feeney. Feeney will cross midcourt, calling out a play. Right wing, it goes to Cooley. Left wing, Bondurant. Three from her. It's good! Bondurant now with seven as she ties Feeney for the game high. It's 19-15, Scotland County by four. O'Neal zips across midcourt. The pass over to the right side for Durbin. Now finds Dobbin, back to Durbin, back to O'Neal. Straight away three, bouncing off to the right. Rebound loose underneath, picked up by Cooley.
The shot right there, O'Neal looked like she didn't have all of it there. Didn't have all her legs underneath, or just a little short.
Scotland County trying for its largest lead of the game. Feeney kicks it out. Hamlin, back it goes. Anders, elbow jumper, missed, and the rebound O'Neal.
I like that shot from Lady Tigers right there. They moved the ball offensively very well and got it to that left corner right at the top of the key. Not a bad shot. It was a good open look.
Some of the better passing we've seen from Scotland County so far today. It's South Shelby's ball left to right, 2:20 to play in the third. 19-15 is Scotland County's lead. Long two on the way. It's good from Amber Durbin. She had her foot on the line. Makes it 19-17. Here comes Feeney across midcourt, off screen right, and a timeout called by Corey Schultz. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 19-17, Scotland County's lead. 2:05 to play left in the third.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here at Schuyler County High School. Ben Wittenstein, Cam Thomas next to me. Game two of our quadruple header tonight. As part of the boys and girls semifinals, 19-17 is the Scotland County lead over South Shelby. And their pass inbound gets taken away and stolen. Not going to make Corey Schultz a very happy guy, the head coach for Scotland County. O'Neal on the other side for South Shelby. Out to Wood. Skip pass right wing for Dobbin. The freshman picks up her dribble in the corner. Now kicks it back out for Rodemeyer. Hands it off to O'Neal straight away. Now over to the right wing. O'Neal directing traffic. Goes off screen right. Now into the corner, Dobbin. She'll launch a three, missed it long, and the long rebound into the hands of Rodemeyer. An offensive board for South Shelby. They'll get a second chance. High up is Dobbin. Hands it off to O'Neal right by the timeline on that Ram logo here at Schuyler County. O'Neal hands it off right corner for Dobbin. Now over to the right wing. Free throw line extended for Mays. Now back up top for Rodemeyer. Attacks right side through traffic. Gets bumped and fouled, and we'll be seeing free throws from the junior, Kaylee Rodemeyer.
Yeah, Lady Tigers started off this game in that full court pressure, and they bring it back to about half court. Now they've packed it in more of a 2-3 zone, and I think that's allowing South Shelby to, you know, space out the floor a little bit more. You saw them earlier in this half, had the opportunity to score a little bit, but they couldn't knock down a lot of shots, and both of these teams have had slow starts at the beginning of the quarters. It's been a work in progress as far as offense is concerned for both of these squads early.
Rodemeyer hits both, and we are tied at 19. Minute 13 to play here in the third. Scotland County's ball right to left. It'll be Anna Feeney, the freshman who is tied with the lead in game points with 7. Attacks the basket, layup, yes, a whistle. They'll call this off. And this will be on the ground against South Shelby. They're going to give it to Kaylee Rodemeyer. That'll be her first, team's first. Mitchell checking in, but some sneaky speed there from Hannah Feeney, the freshman, able to get to the basket. A baseline inbound, Scotland County. Quick inside to Hannah Feeney. She'll curl in and kick it back out for Bondurant. Bondurant straight away, in and out dribble, drives and kicks. Feeney again, back to Bondurant, left wing, pumps, steps to her right, now fires at 3. That'll be short, rebound O'Neill. 49 seconds here in the third. South Shelby can get the lead back after leading after the first quarter. O'Neill straight away, open for 3. She takes it, and that'll be an air ball as she falls to the ground. I think she was bumped by one of her own teammates. It'll go out of bounds back to Scotland County. And back in will be Chloe Hamblin. And checking in for South Shelby, Carly Collins. She'll get Diane Mays. 35 seconds to play, 19 all tie as Scotland County's Hannah Feeney across the timeline. Goes left wing for Dial. Bouncing it right side for Anders. Curls to the basket, a whistle, a foul. He'll be on the ground. There'll be a second team foul on South Shelby. They're going to call this one on Carly Collins, who again just checked into the game. Dial will check out. Micah Cooley will check back in for the Lady Tigers. And it will be a baseline inbound for Scotland County, left to their own basket. Katie Feeney, the inbounder. Up top it goes to Hamblin. Now kicks it out for Anders. Back up top for Hannah Feeney with 19 seconds in the third. Feeney, quick pass inside Anders to the basket. In. Easy layup. 8 seconds. 7. O'Neill. 6 to the right side. Loses control. Hands it off for Mitchell. Long 3. No, but the rebound by Mays. Put back. No. And that'll do it for quarter number 3. Scotland County escapes that third quarter with the lead, 21-19, and we go to the final frame. We'll be back here on Crest.
O'Loughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Loughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Loughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Loughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Carly Croft about Shelter's newest discounts on your auto insurance.
We're upping our game and upping your UTVs and ATVs. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories is now proud to offer aftermarket products for your side-by-side, four-wheeler, and more. Choose from a variety of parts, accessories, tires and wheels, lifts, suspension, bumpers, rocker slides, and everything in between. On-road, off-road, or outdoors, make sure your ride stands tall and stands out with quality parts and customer service from Mayberry Farms in Memphis, Missouri. Get jacked up.
Starting the fourth quarter, it's a 21-19 lead by Scotland County. It's South Shelby's ball left to right. It'll be O'Neill over right side for Mitchell. Up top for Emadama. Neither of these teams have really been able to extend their lead to a significant amount. O'Neill bumping to the basket. Easy layup, and we're tied back at 21.
Yeah, O'Neill just powering her way through right there. Just throws up a shot, clanks off the rim, and then falls on in.
That's the third tie and the fourth lead change of this game. Right side is Hannah Feeney. Up top for Katie Feeney. Swinging it left side for Hamblin. We're about a minute here into the fourth quarter. Winner goes on to the district title game. Anders to the basket, kicks it out. Hannah Feeney pumps, takes a step in. Elbow jumper, high arcing shot too hard. Rebound underneath is loose. Last touch by South Shelby. It will remain with the Lady Tigers.
You know, Ben, I've really been impressed with Hannah Feeney today. Obviously, she's a freshman, but she doesn't play like one, and especially on a play like that, when you have an open shot, pump fakes, gives up the wide open shot to get an even better look, doesn't convert, but I really do like her play tonight. Both the Feeney sisters, you know, really doing a good job.
And especially in a game with this amount of magnitude and size, winner goes home. Inbound pass to Cooley, gets the layup and the foul. Three-point opportunity for the junior, Micah Cooley.
Typical inbound play right there. You get a screener at the top of the lane, allows Cooley to come around the screen, come to that left block, easy pass to Feeney, bounce pass right there, right off the block and in.
So Micah Cooley to the foul line for an and one. Free throw up, just short, and the rebound tracked down by Scotland County offensive rebound. It'll be Hamlin into the corner, Hannah Feeney. Feeney right wing, looking, being guarded tightly, lobs a pass inside, Cooley again, up and in! Micah Cooley, four straight points to make it 25-21 with 6.5 to play.
Right on cue with the Feeney sisters, two assists on two plays.
And Cooley gets the steal on the other side. Scotland County can extend its lead, the largest of the game, 25-21 its lead. Hannah Feeney in the right wing, behind the back dribble, hands it off to Katie Feeney, back to Hannah Feeney in the right corner. Skips a pass back up top to Hamlin, now over to Anders left wing, she'll attack and hand it back to Hamlin on the arc. Feeney to Feeney, here's Hannah Feeney right wing, zips a pass to Cooley inside, layup good! Micah Cooley going off, 10 points now to make it 27-21, Scotland County's largest lead of the game. South Shelby on the other end. Straight away three on the way. Is good from Katie Mitchell. Stops the bleeding. 27-24. And a timeout called. Full 5:50 to play. It'll be Scotland County's ball when we get back. The Lady Tigers up three here on Crest.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Under the timeout, 5:50 to play, Scotland County 27-24. Katie Mitchell stopped the bleeding after a 6-0 run by the Lady Tigers with a three-point shot from straight away. But it's been all Micah Cooley here in the fourth. Pass left wing for Katie Feeney. Looking, back out it goes to Anders. Now over right side for Bondurant. Back to Anders, free throw line. Weaves her way to the right side. Nowhere to go, kicks it back out, Hannah Feeney. Hesitates inside, picks up the dribble, bounces to Katie Feeney left wing. She'll attack left of the lane, bring it back out. Hands it off back to Hannah Feeney, top of the key. Swings the right side for Anders. Anders looks inside. They're really bodying Micah Cooley down low inside Hannah Feeney. Kicks it out. Bondurant, three. Goal! Now we're starting to see why this is the number one seed in the district. Timeout called. South Shelby as the Scotland County fans rise to their feet. 4:59 to play. It's a 30-24 Scotland County lead here in the district semifinal. Suncrest.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Back here at Schuyler County High School, it's a 30-24 Scotland County lead with 4:50 to play over South Shelby. The Lady Birds have the ball, moving it left to right. Meredith O'Neill on the right wing, looking for someone into a double team, almost loses it, gets it back. Bouncing between two defenders, out of bounds. She had a great pass between two defenders, but it was just out of the reach of Mallory Wood, and the ball back to Scotland County.
When Wood was looking towards the sideline, didn't even have her face turned towards the block so she could receive that pass from O'Neill.
Inbound with full court pressure by South Shelby, goes to Feeney, and she loses it, taken away by South Shelby. O'Neill, two on one, bouncing it, left block, layup just off the rim for Katie Mitchell, and a tie up underneath the basket, and the ball will sail out of bounds. Last shot, Scotland County, but Mini Tigers catching a break there with that Katie Mitchell missed layup. It will remain South Shelby ball, though. It'll be Wood inbounding to the left of her own basket. Right wing it goes to Mays. Right of the lane. Tries to skip a pass underneath. It's taken away. Bondurant on the steal. And here comes Scotland County now. Very satisfied with slowing it down with 4:15 to play. Anna Feeney crossing over. Attacking right of the lane. Kicks it back out for Anders. Pass to Cooley. Underneath she has space for the basket. She goes. And they have been going to the junior all fourth quarter. She's got 12. And it's an 8-point Scotland County lead. O'Neill taken away by Cooley. My goodness. A junior has been everywhere in the last 8 minutes of this game.
Yeah, Ben, this second half for Cooley has just been just astonishing. She's done a good job of just catching and turning at the block. And then defensively, she's got a couple stops, a couple blocks, and some steals to her credit.
Scotland County by 8, trying to go up double digits. It's every next point will be its highest lead of the game. Bondurant up top with 3.5 to play. Hands it off for Katie Feeney. Feeney gets it stripped and stolen by O'Neill as they go to the ground, and the foul called on Meredith O'Neill. That really could have been an either-or situation. They get her on the push. That will be her first personal and team's fourth. Luke O'Loughlin not happy about that call at all.
Well, it's a big call for this point in the game as well. I mean, you would get a possession back, you know, within four possessions in this count, or three possessions rather, in this contest. Now you got to play good defense again.
And it's interesting, too, they've been fronting Cooley as a foul called in the backcourt. This will be on Rodemeyer. But they've been fronting Cooley, and what Scotland County has been able to do is really just lob it up over the defense to Cooley, who's right underneath the basket. So far side inbound Scotland County. That's the 15th foul, and O'Neill will foul again. I think they're trying to get into the bonus, try to get them to the free throw line.
Which is a smart thing from Luke O'Loughlin. He's seen that his team hasn't really done well in half-court offensive sets, so it's a good tactic.
Ball almost taken away on the inbound, stripped out of bounds on the baseline. It will remain with Scotland County. 3:19 on the clock. Inbounder will be Katie Feeney, left of the basket. Finds Anders left wing. And it's almost taken away and stolen by O'Neill, and a foul call. They wanted, Luke O'Loughlin wanted a jump ball, but that foul was called on O'Neill. That will be her third and team's seventh. So a 1-1.
From our vantage point, I thought that was a jump ball. I thought she got both hands around the basketball. Neither player had possession at that point. It's a tough call to make from the officials, but I think, you know, either way, it is what it is.
Free throw is good for Anders. She'll get a second. Already 5 points for her. Second free throw up and in. She's got 6, and it's a 10-point lead. The largest of the game for any team, for either team, and certainly the largest for Scotland County, as they have been working back. Once down 5, as a 3-point shot on the way is missed by Mitchell, and a whistle and a foul underneath. This one going against Scotland County, and now the game kind of come to a crawl with 3 minutes left to play.
I guess the advantage for South Shelby now is that if they do feel like they're in a situation where Scotland County is doing a really good job with ball control, holding the basketball, and burning off some of this clock, they have the opportunity now to just foul and let them go to the free throw line, which a good and bad thing. You take a line, you take a chance at the line, but you still have an opportunity to get back some offensive possessions, and that's what they need right now. They need to cut into this deficit.
Mallory Wood at the line for South Shelby hits her first. Second free throw on the way. She's a 54% free throw shooter, and she hits both. Here comes Scotland County. Full court pressure, North South Shelby. They were able to break it. Across the timeline is Hamlin. Bouncing it up for Hanafini. And now they're going to try to probably stall for as long as they can. Hanafini picks up her dribble, guarded pretty tightly right now, and swings it off right side for Anders. Anders carries the ball on an attempt, and that will go back to South Shelby. And a timeout call by Luke O'Loughlin. 34-26, South Shelby down by 8 with 2:42 to play. We'll be back.
4RD Sales and Service in Shelbina is known for great service and repair, also an authorized dealer of equipment proven dependable, such as the LS tractor. The P-Series LS tractor are heavy-duty utility tractors offering 72 or 97 horsepower, four-cylinder, low-consumption engine, five-year warranty, 20x20 synchro shuttle or 40x20 power shuttle, creeper gear, front-wheel mechanical assist, and 547.50 or 1,000 RPM rear PTO. Excel in your field with an LS tractor from 4RD Sales and Service north of the overpass in Shelbina.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology in our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
South Shelby ball out of the timeout, 34-26. Scotland County's lead here in the district semifinals. Fourth quarter with 2.5 to play now. Scotland County crowd showed up for this one. O'Neill on the drive, gets it poked and stolen by Scotland County. A whistle and a foul on O'Neill. And a 1-1 upcoming for Scotland County. That will be O'Neill's fourth. She has to be very careful here.
Well, that's one thing that, you know, maybe an Achilles heel of a player who plays so tough, who plays so rough, who's so willing to do anything to get a basketball back or, you know, get that next touch or get that next put back on the offensive end. That's the type of player O'Neill is, and I think, you know, that just hurts her right there in that situation.
Free throw missed, and the rebound goes to Mays. Out to O'Neill, using that speed to cross midcourt. Angles to the right wing, hands this one off to Dobbin, back to O'Neill. Back to Dobbin, launching a three. That's long. The rebound goes to Scotland County. Hands it off to Hanafini as she crosses midcourt. Feeney will be wrapped and fouled. 2:06 to play.
I think O'Loughlin, I mean, obviously at this point, would just rather play the game of luck and just put him at the free throw line so that he can try to get his team on the other end, get a quick bucket, and then play some defense.
Feeney's free throw too long, and the rebound tipped around, and a whistle. And we get a push coming on South Shelby. They cannot catch a break with these officials right now.
And that's tough right there, especially when you got two girls battling for the ball in the interior. You're going to go back and forth. It's a really tough call to make.
Yeah, as the free throw upcoming, it's now two free throws. The first one is missed by Kaylin Anders. They've been missing their free throws. That's what Luke O'Loughlin and South Shelby want. Anders' second free throw is good. 35-26. Scotland County's lead. South Shelby, we're now under 2 minutes to play. South Shelby's ball. Dobbin up top. Picks up her dribble. Hanafini tips the pass away, but taken in by Amber Durbin. Double team on her. Looking. Ball ripped away, and a jump ball called. Arrow favors Scotland County.
I think, you know, the one thing, Luke O'Loughlin, at that point, you know, not going to argue that call, but I think you just want consistency on that end. If you're going to make that call with that jump ball, then the last call where O'Neill got called for a foul, that should have been a jump ball.
Yeah, it was roughly the same movement where a girl came in last second to try to rip it away and got her hand on it for a second or two. One was a foul, another was a jump ball. Inbound pass. Cooley underneath, layup miss, gets her own rebound, goes up and gets fouled. So we'll see free throws for Micah Cooley. With her team up 35-26 with a minute 37 to play. Coming up next, We thank some of our sponsors, and Cooley makes her first. Scotland County R1 Schools, Girth and Basket Furniture Store, Jay's Foods, all of Memphis, 4RD Sales and Service, Heinz Body Shop, LLC, Harley Kropf, your shelter insurance agent, Olive Shelbina, Niemer Telecom Internet Service Provider, O'Loughlin Incorporated of Shelbina, Macon, Marceline, and LaBelle, Shelby County R4 School Districts of Clarence and Shelbina. Cooley hits two. On the other end, O'Neill free or layup from the foul line, which is a floater, is missed off to the right. Last touch, Scotland County. Inbound goes to Mitchell. Her three-point shot, no. Tipped out of bounds by Wood. And it will go back to Scotland County. After this, we will have your boys' semifinal game. Who's going to play Milan in the district championship? Scotland County or Princeton? Inbound stolen by O'Neill. Out it goes to Davin. Jumper miss from 15, and the rebound, Scotland County. And it'll go out to Feeney. Cross-court pass over the timeline where Anders is hit hard from the back. She falls into her bench. And a foul call with a minute eight to play. That'll be the fourth foul on Mitchell.
In this game, Ben, you've really got to give credit to the guard play of Scotland County, the Feeney sisters, you know, alongside I believe it's Bondurant as well, have done a really good job of spacing the floor. And then, of course, the play of Micah Cooley on the interior. I mean, I think their starting five is really cohesive, and I think they've really shown why they are the number one team in this district, because they play so well together. They really feed off each other's energy. They do have some slow starts, and I think that's credit to South Shelby's defense and their activeness on the defensive end. But I still think the Lady Tigers really did show how good they are in the backcourt and how it affects, you know, some of their play offensively.
Second free throw is missed. 38-26, Scotland County by 12 with 60 seconds to play. O'Neill, three. Air ball going out of bounds. Wood tries to save it, and she can't. So it'll be Scotland County ball with full court South Shelby pressure. Inbound goes to Katie Feeney. She's crossing over O'Neill, trying to get it across midcourt. And she does. Spinning away from O'Neill. And with 44 seconds left, this may just about do it. Cooley bouncing it up top for Anders. Swinging it right side for Hannah Feeney. And the one-seeded Scotland County Lady Tigers will be moving on to the district championship game. And South Shelby's season will be over. Playing that stall offense with 8 seconds left with seven. As the Scotland County fans all rise to their feet to applaud their team's trip to the district championship. Your final score, Scotland County 38, South Shelby 26. We'll take a break. Be back with final numbers next.
Have big plans coming up? Getting ready for a holiday party or just need to get your weekly shopping done? Jay's Foods of Memphis is the place to get stocked up on all your groceries for any occasion. Jay's Foods of Memphis is a proud supporter of the Memphis community and encourages everyone to get out and help support the community in which you live. Jay's Foods of Memphis is open daily from 7 till 9. Stop in, stock up, and show your pride by proudly supporting your community and the area athletes.
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Girth and Basket Furniture in Memphis has been the hometown furniture store in Northeast Missouri for 115 years. Girth's has sofas starting at $499, a large selection of recliners and lift chairs, bedding from Sealy and Therapeutic, and all manners of flooring, from carpet to linoleum to engineered flooring. Plus, there are thousands of other surprises in every corner at the family-owned furniture store that's been making your house a home since 1904. Girth and Basket Furniture, floor covering and bedding in Memphis. Visit Girth's on Facebook and online at girthandbasket.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Final numbers from Scotland, from Schuyler County High School. Scotland County led in scoring by the junior. Micah Cooley had 14 points for her. She had a tremendous fourth quarter. Manny Bondurant with 10. Hannah Feeney with 7. Kaylin Anders with 7 of her, or 8 of her own, excuse me. On the South Shelby side, Meredith O'Neill with 10. Mallory Wood with 4. And Katie Mitchell with 6. Amber Durbin with 2. Diane Mays with 2 of her own, and Kaylee Rodemeyer with 2 of her own as well. Scotland County moves on to the district championship game, where they will face the winner of Knox County and Princeton, which is coming up at 8:15 on Superstation Crest. We will name our player of the game after a quick break. Next.
Hi, this is Maddie Bondurant, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to encourage you to put on your blue and white and attend the Scotland County basketball games and other school-related activities. Student athletics work hard in participation for each game. As a student athlete, I appreciate the support that the school district, Board of Education, faculty, and staff gives us. And I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band members who are there cheering us on at each game. Go Tigers!
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Harley Croft about Shelter's home insurance options.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Back at Schuyler County, again the final score, 38-26, Scotland County over South Shelby. Naming our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency. In Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We're going to give it to none other than Micah Cooley, the junior on this Scotland County team. Just a great fourth quarter from her. She scored in total 14 points. 9 of those came in that fourth quarter. She helped them go on a 6-0 run to extend the lead, and they didn't give it up from there. So Micah Cooley is your outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Coming up, we got a boys matchup. Scotland County facing off against Princeton. Should be a fun one. That's all next as we get the updates from Cam Thomas on what to expect on Crest.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text GET to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text GET to 35517. That's G-E-T to 35517.
Among the tallest objects in nature stands the giant sequoia.
Yeah, until now. That's because Mayberry Farms is jacking up ATVs and UTVs. See how your ride measures up to Mother Nature with a full line of aftermarket parts and accessories for your four-wheeler and side-by-side. Choose from lift kits, wheels and tires, suspension kits, and more. Learn more by visiting Mayberry Farms in Memphis or call 660-328-6634. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories. Get jacked up.